Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where each time we consider a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Let's reflect on Cicero, Tusculan Disputations 4:27-28. Let us see what remedies there are which may be applied by philosophy to the diseases of the mind. Certainly, the most effectual cure is to be achieved by showing that all perturbations are of themselves vicious and have nothing natural or necessary in them. There is quite a bit packed into this short quotation. First off, Cicero is reminding us that philosophy, understood as a way of life, not just a theoretical exercise, is the best remedy for our distress. You should know, since he wrote the Tusculan Disputations as consolation for himself while grieving for the death in childbirth of his daughter Tullia. Second, the focus is on what Cicero calls perturbations of the mind, and the Stoics usually refer to as unhealthy emotions, which implies that there are healthy emotions as well, and these need to be cultivated, also through philosophical practice. As a reminder, anger, hatred, and fear are considered unhealthy, while love, joy, and a sense of justice are considered healthy. Third, Cicero is telling us, in agreement with Stoic theory, that the unhealthy emotions are unnatural and unnecessary. This may strike us as bizarre. How is it not natural to feel anger or fear? But what is meant here by unnatural is not in agreement with reason and not prosocial, since reason and prosociality are considered by the Stoics to be the two fundamental attributes of human nature. Unhealthy emotions tend to cloud our judgment, which is why they are unreasonable. They also push us toward antisocial behaviors, and so they are overall against nature. And philosophy is our only defense against them. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, if Fortuna allows, of course. If you like this podcast, please consider supporting it by opening your browser and going to anchor.fm/stoicmeditations. Also, please take a minute to give the podcast a good review on whatever platform you use to listen to it.